Hello, and welcome to Easy English Podcast Show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Anna. Hi, everyone. We are so happy to have you with us today.
Today is very exciting. We are going to a restaurant. We're learning how to talk when we go out to eat.
That's right. For many beginners, this is a big step. But don't worry, we are here to help.
By the end of this podcast episode, you will be able to say, "I want a table for two," and understand the waiter. You will feel great about ordering food in English.
It is okay if you make mistakes. That is how we learn. Just listen, stay calm, and enjoy this step-by-step restaurant English lesson.
You are doing something great for yourself. Let's start. Now, let's listen to a simple English restaurant dialogue for beginners. Imagine I am walking into a lovely restaurant. Anna is the waitress today. Listen to our conversation.
Hello, welcome to our restaurant. Do you have a table?
Hello. No, I don't. A table for one, please.
Of course. Follow me, please. Here is your table. And here is the menu.
Thank you very much.
Are you ready for ordering, or do you need more time?
I am ready, thank you. I would like the chicken salad, and a glass of water, please.
Great choice. Chicken salad and water. Anything else?
No, that is all. Thank you.
You are welcome. Your food will be ready soon.
That was a very clear dialogue, Anna. You are an excellent waitress.
Thank you, Mike. It's all about using simple phrases. Let's help our listeners understand what we heard.
The first word is menu. The menu is the paper that shows all the food and drinks you can buy.
Yes. And when I asked, "Are you ready for ordering?" I wanted to know if you were ready to choose your food. Ordering is a very important word for beginners.
I also said, "I would like." This is a very polite way to ask for something. It is better than saying, "I want."
It's okay if this is new to you. You don't need to remember everything today. Just listening to this Restaurant English A1, A2 is a great way to practice.
That's right. Every time you listen, you get better. You are doing a wonderful job. Thank you for that explanation, Anna. It makes so much sense. And I really love eating out. It is so much fun. Anna, let's talk about how we use these words in different places.
Great idea, Mike. Even in a small cafe, the words are the same. Imagine you walk into a restaurant with a friend. You see the waiter, and you need a place to sit.
Exactly. You can say, "Hello, a table for two, please." It is very simple and very polite.
Yes, and then the waiter gives you the menu. You look at all the delicious food. Maybe you want pizza, or maybe you want a salad.
I always want the biggest pizza. When I'm ready to choose, I look at the waiter and say, "I'm ready for ordering now."
This is a perfect English restaurant dialogue for beginners. You don't need long sentences. Just use the key words.
That's right. Whether you are in a big restaurant or a small coffee shop, asking for a table and a menu is the same.
It is all about simple English for eating out. When you use these phrases, the people in the restaurant will understand you perfectly.
It makes me feel so happy when I can order my own food. It is a great feeling of success, and you can do it too.
Yes, you can. Every time you go out, you have a chance to practice. Don't be afraid to use your English. You are doing a wonderful job learning this step-by-step restaurant English. Now it is your turn to speak. This is your English speaking practice at a restaurant. Are you ready to be the guest?
I will say a phrase, and then I want you to repeat it after me. Speak out loud. Don't worry about being perfect. Just try.
Let's start with the first step. Repeat after me. A table for two, please.
Now let's ask for the list of food. Repeat after me. May I see the menu, please? I can hear your confidence.
Now tell the waiter you are ready to choose. Repeat after me. I am ready for ordering.
Let's try one more. Imagine you want some water. Repeat. A glass of water, please. You sound like a natural speaker.
You are doing so well. This restaurant English A1, A2 practice is making you stronger every minute.
It is okay if you need to listen and repeat again. Take your time. Every time you say these words, your brain remembers them better.
We are so happy to hear you practicing. You are taking control of your English, and that is amazing.
Keep going. You're doing the hard work, and the results are beautiful. We're very proud of you.
That was wonderful practice. You are really learning fast. We are almost at the end of our lesson today. You are doing a wonderful job, and I am very proud of your progress. Let's do a quick checkpoint to see what you remember about going to a restaurant.
I have a question for you. When you want to see the list of food and drinks, what do you ask the waiter for?
That's right. You ask for the menu. And if you want a place to sit with a friend, what do you ask for?
Yes, you ask for a table for two. You're learning so fast.
At the start of this episode, we said you would be able to order food. Now, you have the phrases. You can walk into any restaurant and start ordering with confidence.
Remember, every small step matters. Don't worry about being perfect or making mistakes. Just be brave and try to speak.
You are doing great. English speaking practice at a restaurant is a big success, and you are ready for your next meal out.
Thank you so much for listening to us today. We had a wonderful time at our imaginary restaurant with you.
If you liked this episode, please like the video and subscribe to our channel.
And please write a comment. Tell us, what is your favorite food to order at a restaurant? We love to read your messages.
This helps us create more useful podcasts for you. We want to make English easy for everyone.
Thank you for listening to Easy English Podcast Show.
Keep practicing, keep smiling, and goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.